Brian French is an outdoor guy, a bicyclist, a man who appreciates nature, and he joins us every other Tuesday for North Shore with Brian French. Morning there, Sunshine.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I've got Mary Oliver on the brain. We were talking about poetry and authors that write about the outdoors that we enjoy.
Yes.
And we were talking about show tunes, too, but I don't think we're going to continue that discussion right now.
I know. I kind of like show tunes.
I know you do.
All right, all right.
Maybe for the April Fool's show.
And how would that be appropriate? April Fool's, what?
Well, yeah, because you're... Never mind.
All right, moving along.
Fall colors.
Are beautiful right now.
Now, somebody said on one of the little features that we have on Northland Morning, somebody was talking about... they were talking about how in Vermont... The colors are nowhere near. They're nothing like what they used to be. They're not because of climate change.
Right, right, right.
Now, you've been up in the Northland for a while. Are you noticing any difference?
You know, I can't say that I would attribute any particular difference to climate change. Not that it's not necessarily happening, but, I mean, my experience is that one year might be spectacular and the next several might be nice, but... I wouldn't go so far as to say spectacular. I think it, too, has something to do with how we manage to get out. Because on a day like today, it's blustery, windy, kind of, you know, there's a little bit of dampness in the air. People are less inclined to go out and revel. On the other hand...
The world's kind of grayscale.
The weekend, this previous weekend, was kind of the other end.
Man.
It was nice.
Well, and the sun coming through the leaves makes just a scrumptious... photograph and wonderful experience.
Yeah. The weekend was dynamite. And I think that what happens is when we have the congruence of a weekend like that and the fall colors, I think that we could go out and look at slugs and just be enthralled.
No doubt. No doubt.
So we've got a whole bunch of different types of trees that are turning. And of course, the maple are the ones that turn that nice bright red that gets everybody really excited. But we also have, of course, the birch and the poplar. Oaks turn a real dark, russety red. And aspen. So we've got all those different types of trees that are changing right now. And I went up to Split Rock River on the weekend and... The whole way up was just wonderful, and it rotated. Not all the birches are starting to turn, so some of them are completely green, but then others are just that green, yellow, dappled, and so all sorts of colors, and I think it is just prime time. I love seeing the full spectrum, or when there's a single tree that has every color it's just great.
And you stop, and you try to photograph it, and, well, at least I'm not good enough to get that same effect.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Right.
Maybe someday.
To have it, you know, express what you think you're seeing.
Right.
I know what you mean.
Very difficult. Sumacs turning red?
Mm-hmm. Well, and the tamarack, yes, the sumac, they're in that rainbow that they do. So, you know, some of the little leaves are in the green and some of them are in the red.
And
but they
Virginia just, creepers
well,
doing the
everywhere.
Same. And that is just yummy.
It's fun to see the Virginia creepers, which, you know, after a tree has lost all of its regular leaves, but you still have that deep red, almost purple Virginia creeper vine all over the place. That's fun.
I'm hoping to get it trained and moved to climb up over this. I've got like a 20-foot tree stump in my yard, and I'd like to have it.
I don't think at 20 feet it's still called a stump.
Well, it doesn't have a top, so I don't know what to call it. But I think
telephone
it would be.
Pole?
But I think it would be wonderful to have Virginia creeper.
That'd be pretty.
Maybe
that'd
some
be pretty.
Big wongo
or
sunflowers.
How about some clematis so that early spring
nice.
And then the creeper in the fall? Anyway,
nice.
So and then tamarack, of course, is something that everybody gets very excited about. But those won't be turning until probably later in October.
And now those are magical
they
to watch
just,
on a day like today.
Yeah, right. Yes. Well,
because
they're magical every day.
Today, on a day when the sun is out, they kind of blend into everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But a tamarack against a really dark gray-blue sky is just like it's lit from within.
It's glowing.
Right.
And the fun thing about tamarack is that most of the leaves from all the other trees have settled. They're gone. And so that's the show.
Right.
So that's really great.
Really set it off with that background.
Now,
we're not close. I forgot to check the DNR's website.
Yes.
But
we're in 75% right now.
So we're not at peak.
No. I mean, we're close.
Like,
but
I'm thinking this weekend and the next weekend.
And that's probably, and it depends on the weather. I mean, if we have strong winds and hard rains, it's possible that a lot of leaves could get pulled off. But
I'm making the scrunchy face.
There were so many people that were up north. There was an interesting note at mile 116 of Highway 61. Someone saw in broad daylight a wolf right on the side of the road eating a deer kill. You know, roadkill deer. And so that's really unusual. So anyway, these fall days are getting everyone out and kind of excited.
Yeah, no kidding. Everybody was out over the weekend. Even wolves were out over the weekend.
Yeah, so exactly.
It was very cool.
So last time that I was here, we read a poem. And I don't know about you, but I received several people who got in touch with me after and said, that was really cool. Let's do it again.
All right.
So this one is called Tettigooch. By Raskin Bobbins.
Who is Raskin? Is somebody local?
This is actually a pen name of somebody who I think is local.
Okay, fantastic.
So, yeah. Driving along Highway 61, flirting with the Great Lake, passing Castle Danger, white pines and poplars line the road beside spires of lupins in bloom. Tettigooch ahead. I've climbed these outcrops and mused while watching the eagles overhead fishing. Mesmerized by gulls as they skim the shore, birds of shadow and light. I was told ancient legends of color and perseverance. They seem to echo between the rocks and water. Loggers, sailors, natives, and fishermen. I can taste the smoked whitefish, the pickled herring, smell the fires, mingling with the scents of the fresh water, pine, aspen, the mountain ash, wild raspberries. This is home for me. I stopped, standing alone on Palisade Head. I feel the history on this coast, sheer cliffs battered by storms, the lake alive with emotion, marking time with its ever-changing moods. For now the sky is placid. The lake reflects this moment of tranquility. My life's stroll brought me here. I'm embraced by stippled light.
Absolutely gorgeous. Tettigooch. Read this morning by Brian French on North Shore with Brian French. Brian is an outdoor enthusiast and observer of the natural world. He joins us every other Tuesday for a feature called North Shore with Brian French. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.